It's Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 49. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Dave Hatz, Chris Backus, and Jared Spencer talking about training with control systems. Dave Hatz starts off talking about the significance of staying in touch with the most current programming technology.
I think in general, what we're seeing from Harman and other manufacturers is a trend towards enabling their products and the tools that are used to program and to bring their product as part of a solution. There's this trend towards using more commercial or traditional programming languages, I would say. Whether it's JavaScript, whether it's Python, whether it's C Sharp, whether it's, you know, any the list goes on. HTML5, CSS, JavaScript for user interfaces are on the horizon of what we're going to start to be exposed with. And, you know, if you look at, you know, just the history of progressions of technology, when I started in the industry, I hate to date myself here, but touchscreens were, you know, monochrome. Then we got 256 color touchscreens. And so our touch panel layouts were square buttons that started out black and white or yellow and black. And then we moved on to having a whole 256 colors where we could use to customize that. And then over time, okay, now we have really, you know, millions of colors available to us. And through that progression, you could continue to build your touch panel layouts with those square single color blocks that were buttons and put text on them. But a number of people in the industry realized that, okay, with this new ability to have more colors and more tools available to me, I can make better aesthetically looking touchscreens. I can start to introduce icons. I can put fancy backgrounds, all those things. Well, that was a progression of the technology, and many programmers kept up with it and were excited by that and jumped on it. And there were some that kept doing it the way they were for a long time. I look at that being sort of where we're at right now, that as we're sort of on this, you know, this beginning of starting to have other tools available to us, I think, you know, I look at as being a programmer, I want to be and keep my skill set and hone my skills to be able to use the right tool at the right time.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.